Hello, exotic Tiki Island listeners, and welcome to the Velveteen Lounge.
Hi, folks.
I hope you're having a wonderful December so far. I wish we could be there with you in person this evening, but by the time you're hearing this, Paul and I will be at a holiday market playing Mrs. Claus and an elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I will leave you to decide which one of us will be Mrs. Claus and which one of us will be the elf.
But we both deliver the elfin magic.
That's right. We do, don't we? So anyway, yes, that's where we are this evening. So pray for us. But anyway, we would not dare leave you without a recipe.
No.
So I found one that seemed tropical and seasonal in the Dole Easy to Elegant Cookbook, Holiday Fruit Salad, which salad is really in the eye of the beholder because I think of this as holiday fruit dessert, but your mileage may vary. So anyway, without further ado, Holiday Fruit Salad, a colorful addition to a holiday buffet dinner. And it calls for three-ounce packages strawberry gelatin. Now, I discovered today, you can buy 3-ounce packages or 6-ounce packages. So I actually bought 1 6-ounce package and 1 3-ounce package because it was less money and math. So anyway, 9 ounces strawberry gelatin, 3 cups boiling water, 2 ripe Dole bananas.
Do not use any other brand.
Our store only had Chiquita. 1 16-ounce package frozen strawberries. Our store only had 12-ounce. 1 20-ounce can Dole crushed pineapple. Make sure you use Dole or the writers of this book will come after you.
Truth.
1 8-ounce package cream cheese softened. 1 cup dairy sour cream or plain yogurt. You could use plant-based sour cream, I won't tell. And 1/4 cup sugar and crisp Dole lettuce leaves.
Don't use another brand.
Or they'll come after you. In a large bowl, dissolve gelatin in boiling water. Slice bananas into gelatin mixture. I sliced mine and then dumped them into the gelatin mixture, but do you. Add frozen strawberries and untrained pineapple. Pour half the mixture into 13-by-9-inch pan. Refrigerate 1 hour or until firm. Mine took longer. In mixer bowl, beat cream cheese with sour cream and sugar. Spread over chilled layer. Gently spoon remaining gelatin mixture on top. Refrigerate until firm, about 2 hours. Cut into squares. Serve on lettuce-lined salad plates. Garnish with additional pineapple if desired. Okay, so I did this in a 13-by-9-inch pan like they said. You know, I'm looking at this now and I don't think they meant for me to unmold it. I did unmold it because that's what you do with gelatin.
I think it would have been easier to slice. It is easier to slice if you do unmold it.
Yeah.
And it makes a better presentation. Otherwise, you just got sort of a casserole of Jello.
It worked. It worked.
I
had to run a knife around the edge of it to make it unmold. But it actually unmolded intact, I'm happy to say.
You got squares out of that. We served them. They were good.
And we have enough gelatin here for an entire party. So if you're local to us, come over and eat Jello, please.
Please.
But it was good. It was delicious. Yeah. It was super easy. Yeah. You could make this in a mold for a party.
You could make individual gelatin cups if you really chose to. That's a lot of gelatin cups, though.
Christmas dinner?
Yeah. A dinner of gelatin and gelatin on the side.
For a salad, because apparently if it has
Jello shots,
fruit of any kind, it's a salad, even though it's fully deserved.
That's, you know, that's what we're talking
about. But it was good. I enjoyed it.
It had lettuce leaves. It was a salad.
And I'm pretty sure I'll be enjoying it until the new year.
A very long time. Please, people, if you have any mercy whatsoever, see us for gelatin salad.
But anyway, that's it. Holiday fruit salad from Dull Easy to Elegant Cookbook. And happy holidays to everyone listening. We hope to virtually see you over the airwaves in January. But yes, happy holidays, happy new year, and we'll see you soon.
See you then.